Have you got your golden ticket yet? No, not for a tour of a famous chocolate factory, but for the Clifton Cultural Arts Center's Golden Ticket event, which is a wonderful art competition and community event. And joining me this evening is Ruth Dickey from the Clifton Cultural Arts Center. Welcome, Ruth.
Thanks so much for having me, Jim. I'm thrilled to be here.
For folks who are not familiar with the Golden Ticket Arts Competition, this is actually the third year it's been held.
It sure is. The first year we were building a great glass elevator, and we wanted to do something to celebrate and celebrate the amazingly talented artists in our community. So we had our first Golden Ticket show, and that year it featured artists who live or work within 3 miles of the center. And then last year we expanded to 5 miles, and this year it is bigger and better than ever with a 25-mile radius.
And that is going to include works from over 75 artists.
It sure is, yes. We are thrilled about the submissions. We had over 100 artists submit work this year, and we are just really excited to showcase the incredible artists that live and work in our community.
And it's quite a variety of different art forms.
Yes, there are over 40 different mediums altogether represented. We have installation art this year for the first time. We have a sound installation, which we're really excited about, by Justin West. And we have artists who are 0.1 miles from the center all the way up to 24.7 miles from the center. So putting that radius into effect.
And with all of those pieces of art, the building, I know, is very large. Tell us a bit about the building that the center is in.
We're in the old Clifton School building. So it was a building built in 1906. It's 53,000 square feet. But don't worry, it's not all full of art. Our art will be on the first floor in our gallery space and then in our lobby. And we actually had a wonderful Eagle Scout build us panels for our lobby so that we can display art in a way that befits honoring the artists who have made it.
Now, the golden ticket aspect, you know, the glass elevator kind of fit in, but there's more to the golden ticket than just that.
Everyone who comes to the exhibit gets their own golden ticket, and we have prizes, which will be announced the night of the opening. So it opens September 7th from 6 to 9 p.m., and the opening, the announcement of the award winners is at 7 p.m., but there's one award that isn't announced that night, which is the People's Choice Award. So everyone who comes to the exhibit gets to vote. And at the end of the exhibit, we tally up all those votes and we award a People's Choice Award, which also gets a cash prize. And it's so interesting every year what people pick, which has never been the same as the prizes that were awarded. I don't know if people are swayed because they already have ribbons, but the People's Choice Award, I think, is actually really special for the artists because they know that this was people coming to see the exhibit and what resonated for them.
And we should mention that the exhibit actually runs for an entire month.
It's up all the way until October 8th. Thank you for mentioning that. And we hope that people will come and visit. It's up all that time. And we'll have other exciting things going on in the building so people can always come and take a class or attend an event and see an art exhibit all at the same time.
Over the years that you've been doing this, what are some of the things that you've been getting from the attendees with regards to seeing local artists' work?
I think the most amazing thing for me and for people who visit is, holy cow, we had no idea there were so many incredibly talented artists living and working right here. And I think sometimes when we think of art and artists who are achieving great things, we think of them all over the country and all over the world, and we don't think of them right here in our backyard. But Cincinnati has an incredible artistic community, and it's such an honor to be able to feature these artists. And I think the talent is amazing, and the diversity of the works is really incredible.
In addition to the art display, will there be any other things going on during the opening ceremony?
The evening of the opening will have a fabulous reception. Everyone who's there will have a chance to, of course, vote for their favorites, see the winners announced, and also to purchase art. And we'll have a violin performance by this amazing young violin students of Marian Barraza de Webb. And they joined us last year to help make the opening extra celebratory for the artists. And they'll be with us again this year.
Now, we've discussed a little bit about the Golden Ticket event, but it's not the only thing that goes on at the Clifton Cultural Arts Center, is it?
No, it's not. I'm so glad you asked. So we do three buckets of different work at the center, and one is exhibits. There are 8 to 10 each year, like the Golden Ticket, and after it leaves us, we're so excited. We have a photo focus exhibit called Thunderdome coming, which is 9 different area universities showcasing their top photography students, so it should be incredible throughout the building. And then with exhibits, there are different ones throughout the year. Then we also do classes. So we have 30 different classes offered this fall, and there are some old favorites like tap and ballet and guitar and African drumming. And there are new classes this fall, including laughter yoga, so different visual arts classes and things that we're really excited about, including a junk jam camp for kids, which is going to happen once a month, where they can make instruments out of junk from around their home and then record a song that night that they can then go home and download. So we're excited about that. And then we also do events. So coming this fall, we'll be kicking off our third season of Second Sunday Family Showtime. which we're really excited about. It's performances for kids, the second Sunday of every month at 2 o'clock. And we'll have Playhouse in the Park and the Children's Theater and Jesse Mooney Bullock's Puppets, Lynn Ford, April 8th. Just an amazing Lint and Peanut Butter and Jam series will be there, so it should be incredible. And we're starting a new series for adults this year, so we're calling it Sunsets at the Center. There will be 5 events over the course of the season, and it's music and lecture. So the first one will be violinists playing Vivaldi on September 21st, and we're very excited about that.
Now, we've been talking about upcoming events, but recently you were part of probably the largest choral event in the city's history. You were actually one of the locations where some of the World Choir Games took place.
It was really exciting for us. So we had friendship concerts as part of our Wednesdays on the Green series, which are free performances we do every summer. And we just finished our 4th season. And when we were planning this season, we knew the concerts were coming and we wanted to have friendship concerts here. But we had no idea that they would have the kind of attendance that they did. So we always wondered how many people would fit on our front green. And we now know that the answer is between 1,500 and 1,600. We stopped counting at 1549 on our counter, but it was incredible. We had people in every inch of lawn. We had people across the street. And I think the most moving thing to me, we had choirs from Russia and China and Turkey, is that after each choir sang, they got a standing ovation from the crowd. And we have never had a performance get a standing ovation on the lawn. It's just not that kind of event because people are picnicking and kids are playing. And so to see the crowd really embrace the choirs and celebrate them, and there'd be so many people there, it was just tremendous. I think beyond our wildest dreams, it was wonderful. And then we did have people come back for the rest of the concerts in the series who had met us through friendship concerts and said, wow, I never heard of you guys, and this is great. And we actually know our attendance for the series was up almost 68% over the year before, which certainly the World Choir Games were a huge part of that.
Now, we've discussed the fact that it's located in the old Clifton School. And you all have been there for about 3 years now.
Yeah, 4, believe it or not. Mm-hmm.
And it's a gradual growth process because that's a large building to renovate to your needs. Mm-hmm. What are the things that you've accomplished so far, and what are the things that you'd like to accomplish?
We were thrilled that in October of 2010, we cut the ribbon on our first phase of renovations. And what that did was to add an elevator to make the building accessible for the first time. Redid the auditorium on the top floor and added a fire protection system so we could use all floors of the building. Our next phase of renovations is going to be to create a great hall in the former gymnasium space on the top floor, which will be beautiful. We're going to add a catering demonstration and cooking kitchen on the second floor of the building, which we're really excited about because we have no kitchen facilities right now. So we're dreaming of catering and cooking classes and fun things like that. And we're going to fix the roof, which in a 100-and-some-year-old building, it needs a little love and attention. So that's a $1 million project. We are so excited that the city of Cincinnati has committed $250,000. So we have $750,000 to go, and then we can begin the next phase of renovations. And the overall project will be phased over time, and it's about an $11 million renovation. When, if I win the lotto, we'll do it all tomorrow, but otherwise it'll be over time.
Now, I know that the Clifton community has been very supportive of the center from the start. And I know that actually there's some Clifton interests that are sponsors of the Golden Ticket event.
Yes, we have wonderful partnerships in the community. We are so excited that the Esquire, Kenwood and Marymount Theaters, and Eric Moore and Associates are presenting the Golden Ticket. And we're also excited to have some really wonderful sponsors like the Howell Avenue Pet Hospital, Art Design Consultants, UDF, Norwood Hardware, Barberdorfer Realtors. And the programming at CCAC is really possible because of the ongoing generosity of so many members of the community and also operating support from ArtsWave and their donors, which help make so many arts organizations possible in our community, and also support from the Ohio Arts Council. So we are so grateful for the individuals and the entities that make our ongoing work possible.
One real quick logistical question for people who have never been to the Clifton Cultural Arts Center. Parking. Where is parking available?
Parking is available in the Recreation Center parking lot, which is next to our building. You enter off McAlpin Avenue. When it's non-school hours, you're also welcome to park in the lot of the Fairview Clifton German Language School. And there's lots of street parking around the center. So parking is very, very rarely an issue. The only time every year when the Crafty Supermarket comes and they have between 2,000 and 3,000 people in a day, you may have to walk a block and a half. But anyone who is used to walking, you will always find a space.
Well, that's the Clifton Cultural Arts Center's Golden Ticket Art Exhibit, which opens on September 7th and runs through October the 8th. I'd like to thank my guest this evening, Ruth Dickey of the Clifton Cultural Arts Center. Thank you so much, Ruth.
Thank you so much for having me.
For more information on the Golden Ticket Art Exhibit and the Clifton Cultural Arts Center, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, This is Jim Stump.